This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And do you have any bare root trees or shrubs? Have you ever planted them in your yard? Well, now might be the best time of year to think about it. I'm joined by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how's it going?
Oh, going really well, thank you. How's it with you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. And what's the trick with buying bare root plants?
Well, now's the time to think about it. If you've got a spare patch in your garden that you want to sort of put in a fruit tree or a rose bush or something like that, bare root trees is what you buy from nurseries, and they are just that, bare roots. You know, you're so often used to buying plants in pots and you never actually get around to seeing the roots, but these ones, you just get the roots, and now is the best time to do it because it's officially winter next week, and these deciduous plants that you get as bare root plants are starting their 3 month snooze.
So I guess, how is it, because normally you see plants needing to be in soil to survive. How do these plants survive without soil?
Well, because most, you only get bare root trees if they are deciduous. So they've lost all their leaves and they're now entering dormancy or sleep. So they're not doing anything. The roots are still alive and active, but there's very little activity happening up in the branches and things. So it's a matter of timing. When you order these things online mostly, because what do they call it in the industry? On demand, you know, you just you order it and that'll dig it up from the ground, wrap the roots or get rid of all the dirt around the roots, wrap them in some hessian and other stuff to keep them moist, put them in a box, send them to you, and you'll get it within a couple of days. And those couple of days where the roots are exposed, they're not doing any work, is okay, but then after that you have to plant them immediately or as soon as possible, a day or so after getting them. But there are just so many advantages in buying your trees and shrubs as bare root plants because, well, the first one, most importantly, I guess, is that they're so much cheaper than buying things in pots.
I was going to say, is it one of those things where you can get ahead of it and pre-order, like before they are hibernating for the season?
Oh, yes, you can order them at any time, but they won't dig them up. They'll start at the end of autumn. The trees are ready to be dug out of the ground. They're growing in the ground, so their roots are really big and strong and spread out. So you can order them anytime you like, but you won't get them until the beginning of winter because they won't dig them out of the ground. The nursery people won't dig them out of the ground until late autumn.
So you said that we can get quite a variety of bare root plants and shrubs and whatnot. What are we looking at?
Well, you're looking at all sorts of things. I mean, as I said before, they have to be deciduous. But you can get ornamental trees, stone fruit trees, apple and pear trees, and, of course, roses. We've got a big offer in the magazine this month for bare-rooted roses. But anything, you know, and you get them online, as I said, because you're getting them direct from the nursery out in the countryside. And you'll just find an immense range of deciduous trees that are available in this form. And what's also great is they're so easy to transport. They just put them in a box, and they just look like a bunch of sticks, really, you know, with a fuzzy bit at the end where the roots are. And it's so inexpensive compared to when you're buying things in pots.
And so, when it comes to planting them, it's getting a bit colder now, so that would be the ideal time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you do them at the beginning of winter, the soil is not hard. There's still a bit of warmth left in the soil from the summer. It should be easy for you to dig the little hole. And then, you know, plant it as soon as you possibly can from when it arrives. If you've got to wait a couple of days, then plonk the roots in a bucket of water for about 12 hours. Keep them in a cool, dry place. And then after about 12 hours, then just wrap them in wet towels just so that you're keeping the roots moist. But it's really important you don't expose them to any heat or a lot of sun because they're quite vulnerable. And if they're exposed to too much sun or heat, then they'll start to wake up. And it's not time for them to wake up, you know, and they'll start to form buds. And this will create enormous stress in the tree or the shrub, and it may die.
Right. And I guess once you've got it in the ground and it's still in its hibernation state, do you need to water it much, or is it like, because it's not using much energy, it doesn't need that much water?
No. There's two things you need to do once you get it in the ground. Like when you get them, there's not much in the way of roots because the nursery people have trimmed the roots before they ship them. So when you've planted yours, you then need to balance the tree. So the roots are small in comparison to what's happening above ground. So you've got to even out the balance, so to speak. So get the secateurs out and prune back the branches by at least 30%, perhaps even 50%. And then you give them water, and you should give them a real good deep soak at least once a week. Get right down the soil, you know, where the roots can, you know, start working again. They still work, but not to the degree they do in summer.
No worries. Well, Jenny, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.